The Wyoming Women's Antelope Hunt kicks off today. The three-day event is sponsored by the Wyoming Women's Foundation and brings together 40 female hunters, including guest hunter and speaker Ashley Lundvall. Lundvall is Ms. Wheelchair USA for this year and helped found the nonprofit Wyoming Disabled Hunters. I spoke with Lundvall about how hunting is different for her.
Hunting in a wheelchair is an amazing experience. You have to have a lot of creativity at times, but it's entirely possible. There's just something very empowering and something very rewarding about breaking down those typical stereotypes that people have about people with disabilities and in wheelchairs.
You talk a little bit about the adaptive equipment. What exactly is that, and how is that with the wheelchair?
For me, hunting requires several pieces of adaptive equipment. The first is, depending on if I'm doing archery or rifle, my bow is actually a Parker Concord crossbow, and it has a CO2 canister in the stock. And so I push a button on the stock, and it actually draws the string back for me. And so that's how I hunt when I do archery. When I do rifle, I'm on a lot of blood center, so I have to be really careful about the hard recoil of a rifle and the damage that would do to my shoulder. And so I actually hunt with a rifle system from a company here in Cody, which is called the Best of the West. And they specialize in two things with their rifle systems. The first is that it has a muzzle brake on the end of it, which reduces the recoil to almost being non-existent. It also has a special scope. It's called a Huskimaw scope. And that's for accuracy at long distances. Obviously, being in my wheelchair, I'm not the sneakiest person in the world. And so being able to hunt accurately and ethically from long distance is very important to me. And then this weekend at the Wyoming Women's Antelope Hunt, I will be trying out a new piece of adaptive equipment, and that is an action track chair. And that's kind of like a very souped-up version of a power wheelchair. It has big tank treads on the side, and that will allow me to get to places that I might not be able to get to in my manual wheelchair. And so with some of that adaptive equipment, I'm able to be both an accurate and ethical hunter.
Why do you think it's important for women to get out there and hunt and make up a larger percentage of those hunters?
I think there's a couple different reasons why we should encourage women to hunt. The first is just the economic self-sufficiency that it provides. Being able to go out and get, you know, free-range organic meat and not have to spend the money for it that you do in the grocery store is just a really great thing for women to know about. There's also a huge opportunity for networking and mentorship among women, specifically with hunting. There are a lot of female hunters that are looking to be mentors and to help, you know, younger hunters or first-time hunters. And so it just gives women of all ages and backgrounds an opportunity to network and develop new relationships. We do make up a minority of hunters in Wyoming, and so I would definitely like to see any activity or vacation that's dominated by men, just increasing the visibility of women. And I think that'll help encourage more women to participate and just reap all the benefits that hunting can provide.
And what are you most looking forward to this weekend with the antelope hunt?
I've never been involved in an all-women's hunt before. I'm used to hunting with men. That's all I really do when I hunt with our disabled hunters here in Cody. And so I'm really looking forward to getting out there with the gals and just spending some time not only hunting with other women, but then just the networking and the mentorship that will be provided while we're there, as well as just sharing with the ladies some of that accessible equipment that's available. So then in turn, if they know somebody that's in a wheelchair that would like to get out and hunt and can't, maybe we'll give them the opportunity to share that information with that disabled individual.
I've been speaking to Ashley Lundvall, Ms. Wheelchair USA, who will also be speaking this weekend at the Wyoming Women's Antelope Hunt. Thank you, Ashley, so much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.